Ronald Johansson was camping out with his brother-in-law and cousin in Chugvon Bay last week. After some successful geese hunting, Johansson set out alone by skiff Friday afternoon to return home to Good News Bay. His cousin and brother-in-law were to follow in their own boat later. The trip should have been about an hour and a half ride back. The waters outside the sandbars were calm at first.
But then out of nowhere, the west wind hit the outgoing tide there, and it started making swells out there. And these were, 8 to 10 foot swells.
In his 14-foot skiff, Johansson took one of the waves head on.
And I was going straight up and down on the backside of the wave. And by the time I got to the bottom, there was another bigger wave that hit the bow of the boat and shot me straight underwater. The boat shot back out of the water, and I was still holding on.
Johansson was wearing a life jacket, but he didn't think that would be enough. He grabbed a bundle of logs in the skiff, threw it overboard, and jumped in after it.
And as soon as I jumped overboard into the water and held onto the stump and the wood, I turned around, looked back, and another wave had happened to hit the skiff and did a barrel roll. So I jumped off just in time.
The 22-year-old says he was scared. Alone in the water, no one knew where he was, and passers-by were unlikely. As he started to drift further towards open ocean, he began calling for help on his emergency radio.
20 minutes or so in of being in the water, my legs went numb, and then about 30 minutes, my arms went numb, and I tied myself to the log and told myself and put it in my head that I will, that if I die, I'm going to die tied to this log so somebody could find me.
As his strength failed him, he panicked, and for a brief moment, Johansson started swimming away from his makeshift raft. Thoughts of family sent him back to the safety of the logs.
And during this whole time, there was a school of sea lions that were out there. So I was, 6 feet away from these sea lions that were just sitting there in the water watching me the whole time. And they didn't get close or anything. They just grunt around and they're watching me.
His radio calls were being received, but that didn't mean a rescue was guaranteed. Those back in the village notified boats, the Coast Guard, and others. Phone calls, text messages, and VHF traffic were flying out of Good News Bay Friday. The Coast Guard says one Good Samaritan vessel made an effort, but was turned back by rough conditions. Now, later in the evening, and unsure about rescue efforts, Johansson was trying to make himself as visible as possible.
Once I seen a big swell coming, as soon as I got to the top of the swell, I put my hand up and let go of a stump and pushed myself up with one log to try and reach my hand as high as I could. And
Bethel-based Ute Air was among those notified of the situation and was able to direct pilot Ernie Turrentine to detour from his route and join the search. Turrentine says the big seas made for a tough search.
I kept thinking I saw a lot of stuff in the water because it was rough out there.
By air, Turrentine spotted the swamped boat and directed Johansson's brother-in-law and cousin towards that spot. But Johansson wasn't with the boat, and the tide was going out, so the pilot flew seaward, looking for Johansson and his bundle of logs. He didn't spot him, but Johansson's relatives on the water, given the swamped boat's location, soon did. They hauled Johansson out after what he thinks may have been an hour and a half in the cold, choppy water.
My wife and my kids and my family are the only things that made me hold on.
Johansson says elders told him the sea lions he saw had been there to protect him. He doesn't know if that's true or not, but he does believe he is lucky to be alive this week. He also believes it's a very good idea to wear a life jacket. Johansson has received reports his boat has now washed up on shore. He's hoping to get out there and recover what's left as soon as possible. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.